This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A government committee has new recommendations for preventing heart disease. They call for greater use of cholesterol-lowering drugs. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The federal government sponsors a committee of heart experts who monitor research. Based on 5 studies published in the last few years, they're saying more people should be taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. Committee coordinator James Kleeman says, all the studies showed the same thing.
The lower the better for LDL bad cholesterol in people who are at very high risk for having a heart attack.
The committee focused on the millions of people who've already had heart disease or diabetes or other problems with their arteries, or they had 2 or more risk factors such as smoking, high blood pressure, or family history of early heart disease, factors that put them at more than a 20% risk of having a heart attack in the next 10 years.
For these people, it is beneficial to use drugs to get the LDL cholesterol down to less than 70, which is much lower, of course, than the less than 100 we had called for before.
For people with a moderately high risk, just 2 or more risk factors, the goal remains an LDL cholesterol level lower than 130, but doctors should consider getting it down to 100. As enthusiastic as many cardiologists are about the statin drugs that lower LDL cholesterol, Kleeman isn't ready to put them in the water supply because they can cause liver and muscle problems. Nutritionist Marion Nessel of New York University thinks there are alternatives to the statin drugs, but she does agree that dramatic changes are needed.
What these new studies are suggesting is that cholesterol levels in Americans be about at the same level as they are in Asians, which have always been much, much lower than ours. And the low cholesterol levels among Asians were correlated with extremely low rates of heart disease risk.
But Nessel says convincing Americans to be more like Asians, eating less, exercising more, has proven very difficult. She says the new recommendations don't focus enough on behavior.
They pay lip service to lifestyle in this document. It does say in one sentence in the abstract that therapeutic lifestyle changes remain an essential modality in clinical management, but they don't really talk about it.
The committee report mostly focuses on the 5 new drug trials that establish the importance of lowering LDL cholesterol in people at high risk of a heart attack. But coordinator Kleeman says lifestyle changes are a crucial first step to reducing the risk of heart disease. Lowering cholesterol through diet can be difficult. Even an administrative assistant in Marion Nessel's department is struggling with it. Kelly Ranieri considers herself to be about 20 pounds overweight. Her cholesterol is high. She's cut out red meat and rich desserts. She exercises regularly, but it hasn't had any effect.
My grandparents have high cholesterol, high blood pressure. My parents have it. And I almost wonder, is it unavoidable on any level for me?
She's been on a statin drug for several years, but she still wants to find a way to control her cholesterol with diet and exercise. Nevertheless, the sale of statin drugs has skyrocketed, and some experts suggest that even low and moderate risk people will be taking those drugs in the future, people whose risk of having a heart attack in the next 10 years is less than 10%. The National Cholesterol Education Program expert panel meets regularly, and LDL levels considered okay today for lower risk people may in a few years be considered too high. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
You can read the revised cholesterol level guidelines and calculate your own risk of heart disease at our website, npr.org.